I'm George Walker. Aaron Ricciardi's only child is his thesis in the IU Theater's 7th Annual Festival of New Plays. Theatergoers may remember his Nice Nails from last year. At Thursday night's tech rehearsal, director Jenny McKnight apologized that we'd see the show with Naomi S. Gold's lighting, but faculty member Andrew Hobson's sound design would have to wait for opening night. Anna Doyle plays Jess, a schoolteacher in what seems to be an ongoing confrontational marriage with husband Pat, a store manager, Michael Baylor. The two have a 3-year-old child, and despite her protestations, Jess continually undercuts the defensively confused Pat. At one point in the play, she talks about being smitten with Pat as a teenager, but it seems a long time ago. Their chosen evenings at home are couch cuddles as they watch others play in staged reality TV shows. In Jenny McKnight's skillful in-the-round staging, Jess's is the only voice that I occasionally strain to hear. Sometime faculty member Martha Jacobs, Abby, is our time signature figure through Only Child. She's Jess's grandmother, her mother, Jess and Pat's daughter at 3 and 13, and later, the daughter looking back from middle age. The grandmother's old-world wisdom is about men. One, they always cheat, and two, the good-looking ones aren't as good in bed because they feel they don't need to prove anything. It's a masterfully handled tour de force for Jacobs, especially when she's playing the 3-year-old. The only laugh in the play came when someone said that the teen Abby looked like her grandmother. George Mulder appears in Jess's school as a prince and heir to the throne of some small distant monarchy. He's a fresh, charming figure, but since he always wears a crown, a bit of a figure of unreality. At the same time, he frequently receives grounding calls from his helicopter mother. Jess is smitten, and right from the beginning, outrageously flirting with her gifted student. To add opportunities, she integrates the prince into her family as a student, a friend, and the honorary uncle for her daughter. Jess's life is at the center of Only Child, but she has a tenuous hold on our sympathy, and it's partially defeated by her youthful appearance, aggressive criticism of her husband, and her more than obvious attraction to the prince. Scenic designer Jeremy Smith has created a series of brightly striped boxes that might be giant children's blocks. They open and close as the actors produce props for the scenes. Then they're chairs, tables, barbecues, and double as single and double beds. Eric Barnett is the costume designer for the show. Intimacy choreography is by Loreldo Ansaldua. Aaron Ricciardi's Only Child plays February 22nd through March 2nd, and that's in the Wells Metz Theater. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.